Let's start with some things close to home, if we could. You had a private meeting recently with Keith Siegel and his wife, who was held as a prisoner by Hamas after that attack on October 10th. What were the biggest things you took away from that meeting with Keith Siegel and his wife?
Yeah, well, again, in 2023, she was held hostage for 51 days and released and began to tell the world about the horrors of what Hamas had done to her and were still doing at the time to her husband, Keith. Remember, he's from Chapel Hill, and we are so grateful to God for his release. And, you know, he looks well. I can imagine it's going to take quite a while to recover, but he was grateful. But all of the hostages, not just Keith, but Aviva and the others that came to see me last week, were so focused on the remaining 59. Whether those are expected to be alive or whether it's their remains, all 59 need to be released and returned to their families and their countries. And America's leading the way, and he's grateful to President Trump. I don't think Keith is or Aviva are, you know, political people. They are grateful to President Trump for his national strength and demonstrating, you know, finally some clarity internationally to get the hostages out. And that's when Hamas started to pay attention.
You've also led a bipartisan effort to expedite some disaster assistance to farmers after some of those natural disasters that we've seen recently, the hurricanes, the thing about Helene and Milton and many others. Why was it important for you to get behind this bipartisan effort?
Well, again, this is not about politics. When you look at Western North Carolina, and it's not just those out west, there's a lot of farmers in the middle and the eastern part of the state that have been hammered either through drought or through flooding that has just decimated their crops. So food security is national security. I believe that. And we've got to get some relief to our farmers so that they can continue to produce year after year. I mean, one bad year can put a farm out of business. They run on thin margins already. It's hard work. It's difficult work. And we need to give them all the support we can. And it's not about party or politics when it comes to that. It's about national security, food security, and allowing these farms to continue to produce for us.
Have you gotten any response on this effort from the USDA secretary?
Not yet, but I would say that it is. We do expect a response. I'm very proud of Brooke Rollins and her confirmation recently. I think she's going to do a fantastic job and put a great team of deputies around her that really understand agriculture. They aren't political. They understand farming. And, you know, she's originally a great Texan and understands the economics of the issue. And she's drilling down on the specifics of the ag side of it. So I expect a response and some support. And you know, I'd hope the best for our North Carolina farmers. And they are not forgotten, I'll tell you that.
To that end, Senator, we've heard from a lot of farmers, we've heard from State Ag Commissioner Steve Troxler, and even lawmakers about the importance of getting a farm bill done. I think everyone agrees it needs to happen. I'm just curious, what's been the biggest holdup for getting this bill across the finish line?
Well, again, I would say we haven't had a farm bill since 2018, mm-hmm. So we're operating on year-by-year extensions right now. If you did look at, I mean, I remember talking with some, I'm not on the ag committee. I mean, again, I grew up on a farm. Sure. I still live on that same family farm, so I get the issues. But I was talking, that bill was getting over $1.5 trillion. So they were just piling on more and more things that were not explicitly agriculture related. So I always say that the farm bill needs to be a whole lot more about farming. And it becomes one of these pieces of must-pass legislation, or in this case, must-extend pieces of legislation. But so much of it, more than 50% of it, doesn't even have to do with farming. The last I heard, only 15% of the bill actually is for direct agricultural farmer support. The other parts are things we can talk about, that SNAP and other benefits to people for nutritional assistance. But let's get where we're actually helping the farmers. And if you need to separate that out as another program, I'm all for that. But let's make farm support farm support.
Senator, speaking of getting things going, there's a deadline of Friday to keep the government open and avoid that shutdown. The Republicans recently introduced a bill on the House side that would keep things moving. Are you optimistic this bill is going to pass in time for that Friday deadline? Or are
you
we going to see
lightly optimistic? You never know. I'm lightly optimistic. And we're here for whatever North Carolina needs. We're going to be in position to pass this through the Senate if it comes over to us, or get ready to negotiate if the government ends up shutting down. I hope it doesn't shut down. We want to keep it open. It costs money to shut it down. It costs money to open up. What it is a CR, or a continuing resolution, that pushes things through the end of the government fiscal year, which is September 30th, not 12/31 like a family budget. But it'll give President Trump some breathing room, and it'll give the Appropriations Committee some time to pass actual legislation to do the actual alignment with the values that North Carolinians and Americans want, which was represented in last election.
What did you make of President Trump's speech to the joint session last week?
I thought it was fantastic. He's one of the best presenters ever. The people he brought in, his special guest, the young cancer survivor that wanted to be a police officer, it really just resonates with the heart of America. And I was so proud to be in the room with him. Last time I was there, Rush Limbaugh was living and in the room, and it was 2020. It was right before, you know, COVID hit all of us. And it was a great time for our country. So it harkened back to that moment and also really pointed to not just what he wants to do, but what he already has done in only a month and a half. So very proud of his efforts so far.
Senator, a lot's been made about those potential tariffs on Mexico and Canada and how that could impact the U.S. economy. What do you say to North Carolina families who are worried about those tariffs?
Well, I think they are, I would look at them as reciprocal taxes. I don't like tariffs. I would say, you know, from an economic perspective, probably President Trump doesn't even like tariffs. But if other countries for decades have been unfair to the U.S. as far as receiving our exports into them, then we need to deal with that in kind. And I would say, if you want to take these down to zero to another country, if you want to not have tariffs, even you want a free trade, we'll do that. You just need to lower your taxes. We'll lower our tariffs as well. And we'll have free trade among us. And so I think that's where we ultimately need to go. But in the meantime, we're just matching what other people have been doing us for years. And hopefully we'll remind these countries that we can move towards free trade or less tariffs. And you know, let's start working them back down to zero. But this is a result of them treating us unfairly for years.
You think DOGE is still doing a good job, Senator?
You know, they're finding about $4 billion a day. And I think that's real money. It doesn't matter where you come from. That's a lot of money, even for something as big as the federal government. And I think they're doing a great job. Was able to have lunch with Elon Musk last week. And the goal is for what he finds. And remember, there's a team of about 100 DOGE members that are working on this, highly qualified individuals. I would say, let's make sure that we pass this through regular legislation that codifies it. That way the public doesn't get whipsawed around every time there's a change in administration. So we want to take this and make it actual law. And I think he's just finding a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, and it's a misuse of the taxpayer dollar.
Senator, as I let you go, ACC tournament starts today. I think the Demon Deacons need to make a little bit of a run in Charlotte, don't they?
I think they do. I'm optimistic about my Deacs, and I have been for the last, well, however many years I've been alive. I'm a North Carolinian long before I was ever born because of Wake Forest. So, but again, as representing the whole state, I love them all. They're all my children now.
I love it. North Carolina Senator Ted Budd. Senator, always appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk again next month.
God bless. Take care.